One-time Pembertonian Marley Molinaro has raced to fifth in the 7.5 kilometers classic interval start at the 2023 Canada Winter Games. On February 28, she crossed the line in a time of 23 minutes and 38.10 seconds, just behind fellow Team BC contender Alexandra Luxmore of Revelstoke, 23 minutes 36 seconds and 90 milliseconds. Tori Odette of Chelsea K. emerged on top, 22 minutes 25 seconds and 30 milliseconds, well ahead of Alberton runner-up Alison Mackey from Edmonton, 22 minutes 46 seconds and 90 milliseconds. The podium was rounded out by Sabine Camo of Canmore, Alta, 23 minutes 7 seconds and 40 milliseconds. Molinaro, 19, was born in Squamish but spent much of her youth in Pemberton and Whistler training with the Spud Valley Nordics and Whistler Nordics. She finished 39th in the junior women's 10-kilometer individual start at this year's FIS Nordic Junior World Ski Championships in Whistler. Now she lives in Canmore and represents the Alberta World Cup Academy, AWCA, alongside talented peers like Rye Pryor and Xavier McKeever. In fact, Pryor hustled to third in the men's 10-kilometer interval start, 27 minutes 22 seconds and 20 milliseconds. He joined his fellow Chelsea native, Odette, in contributing to Team Quebec's medal haul. Garrett Siver of Kelowna, BC, 26 minutes 48 seconds and 60 milliseconds, and Edmontonian Noah Weir Chaba, 27 minutes 19 seconds and 0 milliseconds, took gold and silver respectively. How it happened? Odette was on a mission, charging up the hilly 2.5 kilometers loop at the Mark Aarons Provincial Ski Park on Tuesday in Brookvale, PEI. The talented Francophone collapsed at the finish line, but did so having asserted her dominance over the women's field. It was a really good start. It was a good day. The tracks are nice with really nice grooming, said the 17-year-old Odette in a press release. The course starts out flat, goes up, up, up and gets very flat at the top, and then it is all downhill. This was a really good start, so I'm excited for the rest of the week. It was a lot of fun. It was really cool to race in PEI. The tracks were in amazing condition and the volunteers did an amazing job snow farming, added Mackie, who is also 17 and has enjoyed a breakthrough season with two top 15 finishes at the World Juniors. I had amazing skis with great grip, great glide, so a huge thank you to the Tex for that. It was a great day. Among men, the 19-year-old Siver was nearly flawless working his way up and down the technical rolling terrain. It feels good to get this first medal. I worked pretty hard to get here in collaboration with my team, my coaches, Nordic Canada and Team Telemark. It feels pretty good, he said. Interval starts, I just pick a pace and go. Whatever I have left, I just use it at the end, Siver explained about his race tactics. The course is beautiful. The track is super nice, super fast, but not icy, so it is controllable out there. The 2023 Canada Winter Games will continue until March 5, bringing together 3,600 athletes, managers and coaches across 20 different sports for the largest multi-sport event in the country.